Hey everyone, it's Zach. Here's a quick look at what happened last time, down Gilead Lane.
A group called World Mission News contacted me through the blog. Pastor Greg offered me the chance to go back to Peru.
Wow. Well, that's in a couple of weeks.
I know it would mean missing part of my senior year, but I'm ahead in some of my classes, and I could always make it up in the summer.
We need to let her go if this is what she's supposed to do. Brooke, we're going to leave this decision in your hands.
Oh, I just thought I should let you know that I've decided. I'm going back to Peru.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Brooke's future and everything. Well, today she's in Chicago, the Windy City. Why? Well, stick around and find out on today's episode of Down Gilead Lane.
Wow. Everything here is so huge. I can't even imagine living here. Dad, what was that number that Pastor Greg gave us again?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for 541, and it's on the 27th floor.
Okay.
Boy, I'm glad we left early. We had, and we wouldn't have made it in time for this meeting.
541.
Right.
It should be up here somewhere, I think.
Oh, I'm glad we got into that parking garage.
Well, we hadn't gotten that space. We'd have had to walk for miles.
I feel like we have.
I can't imagine living here and doing this every day.
You know, the parking during the Rhubarb Festival and the Spring Ball are crazy, but I will take Cola Rain any day.
wait, here it is. Oh, I'm glad we finally found it. Let's see, I guess we go in here and make our way up to the 27th floor.
All right.
Thanks, honey.
Oh,
sure,
thanks, Dad.
Sure.
Well, we're on the I'm glad bandwagon, guys. I just wanted to let you know, I'm really glad you both came with me.
Thanks, hon. It means a lot to us that you'd include us in this. We both appreciate it.
We always want to be a part of the things you're doing, Brooke. It's important to us that you know we support you.
I wasn't sure. I mean, well, I know you wanted me to stay home and finish this year.
Come on, Brooke. Well, we are concerned about you missing part of your senior year and not graduating on time, but don't get us wrong, honey. If you feel this strongly that it's God making this work, then we need to get behind that and do what he's asking.
Make sure that it is?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your father and I have both been praying for God's will to be done here, Brooke.
Right.
And frankly, we're both hoping that he gives us a piece about this trip the same way he has for you.
Yeah, we're 27th floor. There it is. There. And to be up front here, Brooke, we've been praying that if it's not God's will, that would be made clear, too.
How?
What do you mean, honey?
Well, I'm still a little confused over how someone knows it's God's will. How do you find out for sure?
Brooke, honey, are you having doubts about this trip? Because we don't need to do this right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
All right, here we go.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Go ahead.
My name is Brooke Morrison, and I have a meeting scheduled with Pastor Greg and Mr. Green.
Oh, yes, of course. I've heard lots about you. Why don't you have a seat, and I'll let Pastor Greg know that you're here.
Okay.
Brooke Morrison. Oh, hey, we're thrilled to meet you.
No, I'm not Brooke Morrison. I'm her mother, Mary. This is Brooke.
This is Brooke. Uh-huh. What a lovely young lady. I think I have a daughter your age. How old are you, 17, 18?
Good guess. Yeah, I'm 18. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, too. And you are?
Brooke's father, John Morrison. Nice to meet you.
Well, okay. Well, good. Now they're all here. Let me give Scott a call and we'll meet in my office.
Sure.
Very good.
Hello, Haley. How are you this bright, shining Saturday morning?
Oh, Mr. Key. Hi, come in. Did you say Saturday morning?
Yes. I'm here to take Timothy out fishing. Is he here?
Yes, he is. But, Mr. Key, it's...
Mr. Key, I thought I heard you. What are you doing here?
Well, it's Saturday. I thought we had plans to go fishing today, didn't we?
Well, we do have plans to go fishing Saturday, but today's Thursday. We still have a few days left.
It is? Thursday? Where did my week go? Or am I just way ahead?
You're fine. You're always way ahead, Mr. Key.
I'm sorry to bother you. You're probably getting ready for school. I won't keep you from it.
No, it's okay, Mr. Key. Hey, why don't you come in and sit down for a few minutes?
No, Timothy. It's all right. So, we're going this Saturday.
Yes, sir. This Saturday morning at 6.
Ew! 6 a.m. on a Saturday? Who would want to do that? Saturdays are for sleeping in.
But if you sleep in, Miss Haley, you miss all the fish.
Why is that? Do they get up early and then go back to bed?
No, of course not. They get up early and eat. They stay close to the surface when they do that, and that makes them easier to catch.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Cool. Thanks, Mr. Key.
Mr. Key, are you sure you don't want to come in? You could join us for dinner. Mom and Dad are in Chicago with Brooke.
What's that?
But Mr. Taylor should be back any time now, and we're going to have pizza with him and Becca and Luke.
Pizza?
You're more than welcome.
No, thank you, Timothy. I think I'll go home and talk to Elsie.
Mr. Key, Elsie is...
Oh, don't worry. I know that. I just like to talk to her every now and then. I like to think she's still with me.
Oh.
You get your homework done, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, bright and early.
Hello, you must be the Morrisons. I'm Scott Green. And Brooke?
Yes, Mr. Green, I'm Brooke, and this is my father, John, and
Hi.
My mother, Mary.
Very nice to meet you.
Well, I must say that this is an interesting meeting. I'm glad we had it. Aren't you, Greg?
Well, yes, I can definitely say that I am. This was good.
Well, to be honest, gentlemen, we've had some questions as well.
Oh, I'm sure you have. And I'm glad you joined Brooke today. We'll be able to hammer out a lot of things with all of us here.
Good.
Well, Brooke, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Are you in college?
No, not yet. That's next year. Right now, I'm still in high school.
Oh, really? So how are you planning to handle school and this trip?
Well, that seems to be the big question. I did a little research and discovered that if I make this trip now, I can take summer classes and perhaps catch up and graduate in time for college in the fall.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's a lot of work. And you'll miss a lot of really important things.
This sounds familiar.
See, we've talked to her about this already.
And you still want to go?
Definitely. Oh, anything that will bring more attention to those kids. That's why I'm here. For them.
That's a lot to ask of someone, though, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. Those kids do without a lot of things that we, here in the U.S., feel that we need. They don't have lots of clothes, and on some days, they don't have much food. And there just aren't enough people there to give each kid the attention that they really need. When you look at it that way, I think that proms and dresses and graduations just aren't as important. And when God tells you to go, sometimes it's not on your schedule, but His, right?
I can't believe you're going now, Tom Richter. This is horrible timing.
It's great timing, Monica. Maya got all of her homework assignments ahead of time, and she'll have them done before we even leave. We're only going to be gone a week or so.
And we're going to get to see the orphanage dedication, Mom. All those kids that Brooke helped and...
That your father sent our hard-earned money to.
Monica, this is not the proper time or place for that discussion. Maya, why don't you go to your room and make a list for packing? You don't want to forget anything, hmm?
All right, Dad. Mom, it's okay.
What's okay?
Well, everything. It's all gonna be all right.
That was an odd thing to say.
She was trying to let you know that it's okay for us to take this trip right now.
It is not okay, Tom. You're leaving just at the time that I need you most. How can I do this without my husband at my side?
Monica, I didn't realize. Maybe we should...
Well, of course. It looks horrible if you're off gallivanting all over the globe and I'm here doing this alone.
Oh, you need me to make you look good.
What did you think I meant?
Nothing. It's all right. Listen, Monica, it's only going to be a week, and I think this will be good for Maya,
I don't see how this could possibly work out to be good for anyone except those dirty, unkempt, money-grabbing urchins from that orphanage.
Monica, I will not have you talk about them in that way. You don't know them, and you don't know enough about them to make statements like that. I'd appreciate it if you would treat them with respect.
Of course I will. They've got Richter money. That should still be worth something.
Oh, the pizza's really good, Dad.
Yeah, but it tastes different. Where'd you get it? Zeppi's?
Yeah, they got a new guy making pizzas. Well, I wonder if it's that or if they just got a new recipe.
It's good.
I think I like the old way better. I hope it's just the new guy and that it goes back to normal soon.
I kind of like this. It's got a lot of cheese. Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know that France and Germany eat almost twice as much cheese as Americans?
What? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the average amount of cheese consumed by each person in France and Germany is 50 pounds a year. Americans only eat 30 pounds a year.
Well, that's
interesting. Then we need to catch up. Hey, Justin, give me another slice there, would you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mike can catch us up all on his own.
Well, even if he doesn't, Luke can help keep things moving along. Another piece, Luke?
Oh, sure, thanks. Mm.
Justin, how did you know that?
Trivial Pursuit gets you further than you'd think.
You're on my team.
So, what do you guys think of Brooke heading to Peru?
I don't think she's going.
What?
Mom and Dad said they'd let her decide, but there's no way that they're going to let her skip out on her last year of school. They can't do that.
It's hard sometimes to let your kids make their own choices, but I think your parents are going to stick with this one, Haley.
They can't do that. Brooke needs to finish school.
Why?
What?
Why does she need to finish school?
Because that's what you do, Michael. You go to school and you finish it, and then you go off and finish the rest of your life.
Moses didn't.
Huh?
The Bible doesn't say anything about Moses going to school, and God used him just fine.
But Moses grew up in the Pharaoh's house, and he probably had tutors and all sorts of learning. The Pharaoh's son had to learn how to run the country.
But it doesn't say he had to go to school for God to use him. God can use anyone anywhere. He doesn't need a piece of paper saying that they graduated first, so why couldn't he use Brooke like this?
But today, Mike, you can't do a whole lot without a degree.
God can.
You just don't do it, Mike.
Why?
It'd be wrong. You have to go to school.
Why? Where's God saying in the Bible?
Everyone has a job, even in the Bible, Mike.
Okay, let's calm down, everyone. Take a minute to breathe. I think you're both right.
What?
You're both right.
How's that?
Well, you see, God can do anything. There's no limit on what he can do, and he doesn't need for Brooke to have a degree in order to do great things with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can use her no matter what sort of education she has.
Yeah, right.
But that doesn't mean that it's the best thing for Brooke either. Just because God can do something doesn't mean that he will or that it's the best thing. God works within a cultural framework.
What's that mean?
Yeah, Dad, I don't get that.
Well, when he was speaking to the shepherds, he used phrases and stories that they would understand. And he did the same thing when speaking to slaves. With today's information and the internet age, he can use the internet to speak to people.
And that doesn't always mean that he needs for that person to have a college degree?
No, it doesn't. But it doesn't mean that Brooke shouldn't go to college or finish high school. Well, a lot of doors would close to Brooke automatically without a high school degree. I don't know if God would want those doors closed to her that way. But then again, God can do anything.
That's a good point. You know, he could make purple donkeys and pink cowboys, but he doesn't.
Ew, that would just be wrong.
I'm glad God doesn't have Dad's sense of style.
No kidding. Everything everywhere would be brown.
Ugh.
Brown water, brown skies, brown rain.
Hey,
I'm just kidding, Dad.
Brown's a very soothing color.
So you think Mom and Dad are right about Brooke's decision?
I don't know what to think about this, Haley, and quite frankly, I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. Well, we've got enough to figure out in the future with how Becca and Luke are going to get to college. Hmm. Well, we've got to trust in God for that. And I know that he's got a plan for Brooke. We just all have to trust that it's going to work out the way God wants it to.
That's true. Mr. Taylor?
Yes, Mike?
I think we might need another pizza.
You know, Mike, I think you're onto something.
You're kidding. Becca, Luke, maybe we need to look into some sort of pizza scholarship with all the money we've put into these pizza places lately.
That's it, Beck. That's how we'll get to school. Forget worrying about loans and all that stuff. We'll go on pizza.
The stuffed crust student fund?
You could graduate mozzarella cum laude.
Oh.
They give you a personal pan professor.
You'd be deep dish delegate.
That's it. We've solved the college issue. The Taylors will be pepperoni pupils.
Oh.
Can we stop the pizza?
Well,
Brooke, you are a remarkable young lady.
Thank you.
You're definitely mature beyond your years, and that's to your credit. But...
It can also be a problem, I think.
Huh? A problem? How?
Well, we had no idea she was so young. She was very good at not sharing much information with us, so we had no idea. We thought she was much older, maybe even married with a family.
Oh, Dad was so worried about me contacting people on the internet.
As well he should be. It's not always as safe a place out there as you'd think.
Well, we get a lot of letters from kids who write and tell us everything about themselves. They think that because they're writing from home that they're okay.
As a parent, it scares me a little. Okay, a lot.
But Brooke, you're so much younger than we expected. It wasn't until the paperwork that you'd filled out came through last week that we realized that you might not be as old as we'd believed.
And that's why we asked if you could come in to meet us.
Oh?
We didn't want to run on any assumptions.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, we thought maybe it was a typo.
But it's not. So...
What? I don't understand.
Brooke, we just can't have young people dropping out of high school to go into the mission field. At least not the long-term kind of thing that we're talking about here. It sets a bad example.
But I'm not dropping out. I'd go back to school and finish.
Oh, and we understand that. We can see that you and your parents have a plan, and we have no doubt that you will finish school. But other people won't see that. And if word gets out about your age, we could have a lot of problems. Other parents of teenagers might see us as an organization that they don't want to support.
As much as we want you on our team, I just don't see how this is going to work out.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Maya.
Caleb, hey, what's up?
I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing, what with the big trip coming up. Dad said you guys had lots of shots and stuff in the past few days.
Yeah, I'm a little sore and tired.
And?
What?
Well, you sound like there's more than just some shots. What's up?
Mom's upset that we're going.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's got a lot going on in her life right now, Maya.
So how do Dad and I show the love of God by leaving when she doesn't want us to?
Whoa. That's big stuff. I don't know if I can answer that. It might be a Morrison question.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But I talked to Dad, Maya, and he feels pretty strongly about this. There's no doubt in his mind, and everything's worked out, and he's sure this is where he's supposed to be.
Without Mom?
Just for this trip. He's coming back, and so are you. No one's leaving anyone permanently. Just a vacation, you know?
I know.
So are you worried about the trip?
No, I'm excited. Not worried at all. It's just kind of weird with Mom and Dad now.
Yeah, I know. But at least Dad's trying. Just keep praying. God will show Dad what to do. And hey, you take care of yourself down there. Prue's not too dangerous, but still, it's no cold rain.
I wish I could see you before we go.
Yeah, me too. But I can't miss classes, and I'll see you soon enough when break rolls around.
Thanks, Caleb.
You're welcome, kid.
I have no clue what I'm doing here. All these reports and client files, they're already being handled by other people, so why am I here? Because I don't know what to do at home either. I'm out of place everywhere. Oh, good. More stuff to work on. Maybe it'll distract me. Hey, it's from John Morrison. Took a while to get here. It was dated yesterday. Wonder if I need to check that. Tom, I get a daily devotional sent to me at work by email and thought you'd like it. Huh, that's kind of cool. Let's see, John 15:18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Okay, God, I get it. I belong to you now, so send me where you will. I'll go. And I won't worry about the delays in my email. But you have to deal with Monica.
Brooke, I hope you understand what we're saying.
It's not that we don't want you on board. We just don't think now is the time. maybe down the road.
But what about the kids at the orphanage? I wanted to do this to help them out. How can I...
Well, we did a little research amongst our staff and our supported missionaries, and we found out something that you might find interesting.
Oh?
It seems that one of our more active churches has been following your blog as well, and they're interested in sending their youth group down to the orphanage next summer. They're going to spend a few weeks down there working with Robert and Tracy.
Really?
And perhaps when you finish school, you can go with them.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
No, I'd agree. Hey, maybe a good graduation gift. Wouldn't you think so, Mom?
Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Are you all right, Brooke?
Yes, I'm just...
Disappointed?
Yes, and a little confused. I was so sure that this was what God wanted of me. I mean, I thought I'd found something that I could do for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. Why can't you?
I still can, I guess. It's just a different way to get there than I thought.
Well, sometimes when God closes a door,
he opens a window, right?
Of course. We just need to make sure not to keep trying that door.
Good point.
You know, God's just moving on my heart right now, and I think there might very well be another window open for you here, Brooke.
Really?
Now, I haven't really had a chance to discuss this with Scott.
And that's okay. I think the Lord has been saying the same thing to me over here.
I still don't really understand.
What's that, honey?
Well, it felt so right. I thought for sure that God wanted me to be a part of World Mission News right now and go to the dedication in Peru right this second.
Of course it did, Brooke. You were still trying to do what God called you to do.
And that's exactly what God wanted.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm just glad God worked it all out. It turned out better than I ever would have imagined. Don't you think?
Yep. God obviously wanted you in that meeting with Pastor Greg and Mr. Green so that things could get set in motion.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to watch God work, isn't it?
Yes.
You never know what might come out on the other side.
Yeah, like Abraham and Isaac.
What?
Well, Abraham didn't know why God called him to sacrifice Isaac, but he was ready to do it anyway, even though it was something horrible that he didn't want to do. But God stopped him. It showed how far Abraham would go if asked.
That's a good point, Brooke. You know, maybe God wanted you to see how far you would go when he asked.
Yeah, or how far you would let me go.
Oh, man, I am really ready to go to bed.
Oh, honey, you've had a
wait
big
a minute.
Day.
Wait a minute, hold on. What? The lights are on. You don't think they waited up for us, do you?
No, it's way too late for that.
Well,
I can't imagine they'd do that.
Here, what? Shh, shh, here, come
what?
On. You too. Look at this. Check this out.
Oh. What? Who?
No. Oh, honey, it's okay.
Hi.
Hi there.
Are they here yet?
Oh, Timmy. Oh,
I wasn't sleeping.
Oh, shh. What's that?
Justin is, though.
Oh.
Shh, 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 shh. Just let him sleep. What are you all doing?
Yeah. We couldn't go to sleep not knowing what happened today.
What do you mean?
Are you leaving school and going to Peru, really?
Well, it's a long story. But to make it short, yes, I'm going to Peru. But no, it's not now. And it looks like I might have a job during my summers at college.
Really? Brooke, that's great.
Yeah, I know. They want me to get a year of college under my belt and then maybe work out some sort of internship with them through the breaks and summers. And hey, there's this youth group going to Peru next year that's invited me to join them.
Wow.
So, yeah, looks like it's all gonna work out.
Just like God wanted it to.
Yeah.
That's cool, Brooke.
Yes, it is. And now you all need to get to bed.
Yes.
You realize you got school in the morning.
Oh, you're right. And I've got a test in English tomorrow.
Oh, oh no, Michael.
Essay test, too.
What do we do about Justin?
Yeah. Well, if we leave him down here, we may all get some sleep.
True. Let's go.
What a day, huh? I'm really glad that everything worked out for Brooke. And I have to admit, I'm glad that she'll be staying around Coleraine for just a little bit longer. Remember when Brooke and her parents were talking about Abraham? Matt's story is found in the book of Genesis. Take some time today and check out chapter 22, where it talks about the incredible sacrifice that God asked Abraham to make. The amazing thing is that Abraham was willing to do it. That's how strong his faith was. And as we found out in today's story, that's how strong Brooke's faith was too. To go where God sends us and to do what God asks of us, well, that's what He wants, and that's what proves our faith. So how have you proven your faith recently? Just think about it, and maybe write to us and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. And by the way, if you're struggling right now with what you think God might be asking you to do, you can always find a friend who will listen and offer great advice at 888-NEED-HIM. Today's episode, A Time to Go and a Time to Stay, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, hoping to see you right back here next time down Gilead Lane.